This is the Applied Clinical Trials Brief, your fast track to the latest insights in clinical research operations. In under 3 minutes, we'll recap top stories, highlight expert perspectives, and keep you current on what's moving the industry. Let's get into it. On this episode, we're highlighting three of the most viewed stories from the past week. First, from the Veeva R&D and Quality Summit, Novo Nordisk's Vice President of Data Systems Innovation shared how the company is rethinking trial technology. Through its Data Now program, Novo is working to simplify the system landscape for sites, reduce errors, and improve efficiency. The company is also testing a stepwise approach to artificial intelligence, starting with smaller applications like robotic process automation and validation support, with an eye toward eventually applying AI to data handling at scale. Shifting to our second story, new commentary on eClinical technology highlights how misconceptions still shape adoption. Too often, platforms are treated as compliance costs rather than growth drivers. In reality, modern eClinical systems can accelerate enrollment, improve data quality, and reduce site and patient burden. The piece underscores key actions sponsors can take today: co-designing with patients and staff, making interoperability seamless, and prioritizing transparency and data use. With regulatory updates like ICHE 6R3 and FDA's final guidance on decentralized elements, the industry has both the permission and the framework to innovate responsibly. And finally, a new video discussion with industry experts examined how proposed policy changes could impact clinical research. While many of these measures serve as directional signals rather than enforceable law, they are already influencing how federal agencies allocate funding. Cuts to NIH-supported projects in particular could slow early discovery and reduce the pipeline of innovative therapies. Experts warn that continued uncertainty could put clinical trial organizations and their partners in a holding pattern at a time when stable investment is most needed. That's all for this week's recap. For more on these stories and other developments in clinical research, visit us at AppliedClinicalTrialsOnline.com. Thanks for listening to the Applied Clinical Trials Brief.